The state of Connecticut is going after the pension of former Hartford Mayor Eddie Perez, who pleaded guilty last year to two corruption-related charges. Perez was in court today in Hartford, and Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has this report.
Perez left office in 2010 and eventually pleaded guilty in 2017 to two felonies related to his time in office. In one scheme, he took a bribe by accepting deeply discounted work on his home from a city contractor. In the other, he tried to extort a city builder. In Hartford Superior Court, the state argued that Perez should have his pension reduced or revoked because of the severity of the crime and his abuse of the public's trust. Assistant Attorney General Robert Teitelman argued on behalf of the state.
We have two crimes that were committed by Mr. Perez as mayor of the city of Hartford, related to his being mayor.
But the defense argued that even though Perez shouldn't have used his political power for personal benefit, his financial gain didn't result in an economic loss to the city. On the stand, Perez reiterated his guilt.
Yes, I've taken full responsibility for my actions in those crimes.
But he also says losing his pension would have a negative effect on his wife. She's entitled to half of it if he dies. Attorney Bart Halloran hit this point home in a question to the former mayor.
Mr. Perez, is it your understanding of this pension that if you don't receive a pension, your wife doesn't receive a pension?
Correct. Yes, I do.
It could take up to 120 days for the judge to reach a decision. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.